السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah bless you and Afa with Afir and accept all your efforts. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today here in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, it is the 19th of Ramadan Mubarak 1446, and majority of the countries and cities, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, Europe, America, is already the 20th of Ramadan Mubarak today. Before we start with the tafsir, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, I was just looking at my phone and now half an hour ago, the Houthis of Yemen were attacking Tel Aviv and Israel, and the sirens are blaring there. The Jutlas are in panic mode and they're running helter-skelter. Everyone, if you still got time, remember that, read Tahajjud Salat, two rakats, or otherwise big dua. Allah Jalla Wala, let their missiles hit the targets of the Jutlas and destroy this apartheid regime and their infrastructure. So make dua now. Allahumma saddid ramyahum. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin al-mustawtinin ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy these occupiers, these squatters, these invaders, these terrorists, and dismantle the entire apartheid regime of Israel. And let our mujahideen, our Hamas, our Houthis, and whoever else remember that are fighting, and Allah expose all these murtadeen and munafiqeen, these United Arab Emirates and Saudis and Jordan and Egypt and Bahrain and Morocco and all these haramis, remember, murtads. So that should be our dua. Allah decimate them, their kingdom and their wealth and everything else. Like Nabi Musa alayhi salam made dua against Pharaoh and his cronies. Today's lesson, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, chapter number 24, Surah Nur, verses 39 and 40 is our lesson for today. Yesterday, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us about the Rijal, the true believers, and how they conducted themselves, whether it was in the battlefield, or whether it was at home, and whether it was in their farms or businesses. They would not get diverted from the most important things, and that is their salat, their prayer, remembering Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and always concerned about what will happen on the Day of Justice. Al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi-azdadiha. Things are always recognized by the opposites. So remember that here Almighty Allah is informing us about the non-Muslims and their deeds and actions. Many of them are very philanthropic and generous and do good deeds. But what happens to them in the year after? chapter 24, verse 39. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and those people who are non-Muslims, they are sane and they are mature and they belong to the various denominations. So they all are lumped up together, Jew, Christian, Hindu, hold everybody together, kafaru, non-Muslims. أَعْمَالُهُمْ, they are good actions and, you know, actions are what? Righteous deeds. كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيَةٍ, is like a mirage. You know what's a mirage? When you're driving under a hot summer's day and you see in front of you that on the tar road you will see like there is water there and you are thirsty also. Kasarabim biqiya, there's a mirage on a barren road, you see, it seems like water there. When you reach there, يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً, the thirsty person considers and thinks that that is water in front of him. But what happens? حَتَّى, so much so, إِذَا جَاءَهُ, when he reaches that point where he thought and considered that there is water available there, once he reaches there, لَمْ يَجِدُ شَيْئًا, he does not find anything. So similarly for them, their reward is in this world. And in the year after, that وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ, chapter 2, verse 200, remember, in the year after, there won't be anything for them, and straight Jahannam and the hellfire. وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ, he will find the punishment of Almighty Allah there, post-death. Now he thinks he's going to get reward, but what does he find? The chastisement and punishment of Almighty Allah is prepared and waiting for him. فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابًا, hence he will receive the full reckoning, the full punishment, and everlasting doom, gloom and Jahannam, as enshrined in a noble Quran. To such people we say good riddance. If a Jutla is attacked now by the Houthis and of Yemen and fracks and dies, we say Alhamdulillah, we're very happy about it. We have no empathy and sympathy for these baby killers and these murderers and occupiers and terrorists. The whole world is seeing who the real terrorists are now. So remember this, that should be our dua, that good riddance to them. A khuya jwad as a doya jwad, a good Jew is a dead Jew. So their full punishment they will receive. Wallahu sari'ul hisab. Now a person might think, but there are million, billion, trillion, zillions of people. So Almighty Allah answers. And Almighty Allah Jalla wala is very, very swift in reckoning. That today you see your computers, you see your gadgets, how fast they are, and how on speed they have. Now what is that? All man-made things. So what do you think of Almighty Allah? So that is one example, that their actions will be like that mirage, and there will be no reward for them, but only punishment. Second one. Second example. Almighty Allah gives these examples. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr, and verse number 21. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا, and these examples which we set forth, لِلنَّاسِ, for humanity, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, so they must wonder, ponder and reflect over it. أَوْ كَذُلُمَاتٍ, oh it is that many, many darknesses, فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّيِّ, there in the depth of the ocean, right at the bottom of the ocean. I went to Mauritius several times. So once my brother there, Abdul Alim, he took me there to where you go, right at the bottom of the ocean. You are walking on the ground and million, billion, zillion liters of water are surrounding you. Then you wonder, Kudrat ka karishma, and there aren't those big, big waves. So here Almighty Allah is speaking about fi bahri lujiyi, that like that ocean, the deep, deep ocean. Yakshahu mawjum min fawqihi, mawjum min fawqihi, and it is covered by the waves from on top of them, and the waves are coming unrelenting, continuously, and above them is the clouds. So remember. So what happens? ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ, it is one darkness upon another, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the ocean, the darkness of the waves, the darkness of your sight, you can't see. So ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ إِذَا أَخْرَجَ. When that person who is drowning in that water now and in that darknesses is groping in the darkness, إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ, when he takes out his hand, لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا, then he can hardly see his own hand. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا, and whosoever, Almighty Allah, does not bless that person with nur, with radiance and effulgence, then فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُور, then no one can give him nur, radiance and effulgence. O Muslim, just now you are walking, you are going about your vehicle for Fajr Salat, so this is the Sunnah Dua you should be reading. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي سمعي نورا وفي بصري نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي بدني نورا وعن يميني نورا وشمالي نورا وفوقي نورا وتحتي نورا وأمامي نورا وورائي نورا. Ya Allah, you bless me with radiance and effulgence in my heart, in my ears, in my tongue, in my eyes, in my entire anatomy and body, and the six directions, right, left, front, back, top, bottom. وَفِي دَمِي نُورًا, in my blood. وَفِي أَصَبِي نُورًا, in my nervous system. وَفِي شَعْرِي, in my hair. وَفِي بَشَرِي نُورًا, in my skin. So وَفِي نَفْسِي نُورًا, my internal self, my nur. So see how Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us. So we have guidance daytime, nighttime, all the time. That is what this kuffar want to snatch away from us. That is what the jutlas cannot understand. And the 60, 65 countries, that how could Hamas, 20,000 people, defeat us? And we are supposed to be a superpower. They are still licking their horns. And remember, Allah told us in chapter 59, Surah Hashr, and that is verse 14, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. The jutlas and the Jews are the people who got no brains. Who will kill babies and children? Who will say no food, no electricity, no medication for days and weeks and so forth, and more so in the month of Ramadan? Only a cursed nation, a nation upon whom all might tell his punishment is forever. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will always punish them, whether they have America, Trump, or Biden, or any other harami and war criminal supporting them. You must remember, Allah will continuously punish them. Su'a al-Azab, the worst punishment that is in this world and in the year after, everlasting doom and gloom and Jahannam. Let us present to you the news, views, interviews of today and what's breaking stories quickly. Today is the 19th of Ramadan, 1446 in South Africa, and 20th Ramadan in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, and majority cities and countries. Today, write it down, is day 531, 531 of the war. So the sirens are blaring there in Tel Aviv, and the rockets and missiles are raining from Yemen, from the Houthis. Allahumma saddid ramyahum. Ya Allah, let it hit their targets. Allahumma alikum kama alakta adu wa thamud. You destroy the jutlas and Zionists and Jews there in Tel Aviv and wherever else they are, and they are plotting and planning to murder and kill our people in Gaza and the West Bank, in Jerusalem and other places. There is no justification for the renewal of this war. Haaretz headlines, this is your newspaper. Olmert, who spent time in jail for corruption, he was once upon a time the Prime Minister of Israel. He said Hamas are not the enemy, Hezbollah are not the enemy, and Iran is not the enemy. The biggest enemy is the elephant in the room, and that is Netanyahu. So there from the horse's mouth you got it. Why did Israel derail the ceasefire? They are the ones who broke the rules and agreement of the ceasefire. You see, Tuesday, Netanyahu was supposed to go to court, and he didn't want to go to court. He was going to be humiliated, and everything was stacked against him. So he needed a diversion. And by 31st of March, they must pass the budget. Otherwise, the government will collapse. So now the right-wingers and terrorists say, murder and kill people in Gaza, and we will join you, and we will not resign. So he goes and murders more than 400 people there in Gaza. And then Ben-Gvir joins him, and then he gives him the post of Minister of Security. So that is what they want to do. They want to murder and kill so that they can remain in power. But Allah has his own system, his own people, thousands and thousands. They have blocked the highways. They surrounded the house of Netanyahu, and they cursing him, you war criminal, and so forth and so on. So all that is happening. So we should know the real story. I sent it out yesterday to thousands of people. And Trump says that we might take over the nuclear plants there in Ukraine. That is Trump. He does nothing for nothing. A proper harami. And he went bankrupt 6 times. And remember, study his history. So he wants to take over the nuclear and the plants there in Ukraine. So that is how he'll make peace. The first day they martyred and murdered more than 400. Yesterday they killed more than 60, and today they're telling the Gaza people, you must release the 59, otherwise we are going to attack you again today, and you must go and dismantle Hamas. We say, no, we are going to dismantle you and America with the power of Almighty Allah, inshallah. Inna Allah maulana wa la maula lakum. Allah Jalla wa la is on our side, and Allah is never on your side. Israel allegedly, they killed JFK Kennedy. You see that? Now all the files are coming out. So any person reads it. I sent it out yesterday on X, on Twitter. And I said, Israel kills Kennedy. And you can see what is written there. Even the non-Muslims are coming to that conclusion. America's worst enemy is not Iran, is not Russia, it's Israel itself. But these haramis created this bee, this big bee. So now they have to nurture it, you see that. So Trump and Zelensky spoke for 1 hour yesterday. Now Gideon Levy writes, in today's Haaretz, the Israeli media is concealing and hiding the horrors that are occurring there in Gaza. They don't want their people to see it, but the world is seeing it. And today, this is the first time a genocide is occurring in real time. And you can see what is happening. And these haramis, murtads, and the Arab countries helping Saudi Arabia and Emirates and them, helping Israel, helping America bomb. You must remember the Houthis or Gaza and so forth and so on. So wallahi, I have Quran in my hand. Very soon they will lose everything. Allahumma ajjil adabahum ya Rab. Ya Allah, punish them quickly, ya Allah, for their khianat and treachery against Islam and the Muslims. More than 100,000 people protesting there in Istanbul because the mayor of Istanbul, Akram, has been detained and arrested, and they wanted to make him the leader of the opposition party. So a lot of pressure on Erdogan. They say the thief is in the palace. The thief is in the palace, meaning Erdogan, and the people are in Istanbul. So meaning that we are against him. They want him to resign. But Erdogan has been through all this before. UAE, I just told you what haramis they are. They are Arab now, the Arab League. They propose a plan for Gaza. So now suddenly UAE told Egypt, we don't agree with you. We got something else up our sleeve because they are the slave of Israel. You remember South Africa took Israel, the haramis, the war criminals, the terrorists, the squatters. They took them to the ICJ. What is UAE, Arabs supposed to be Muslims, did? They told our non-Muslim government, withdraw it and we will invest billions and billions in South Africa. They're Muslim. فتا كافر مرتد ومن شك في كفرهم فهو كافر. You can quote me anywhere in the world regarding MBS and MBZ. If you got doubt regarding their kufr, you yourself become a murtad and out of the fold of Islam. So remember that Israel just murders and kills anybody. They kill a member of the United Nations yesterday there in Gaza and so forth. So that is what they do. And Trump is warning Iran. I think they dream about Iran. Don't help Yemen. Go to hell if you can help Israel. So why Iran or another country cannot help Yemen? So remember, anybody can help whoever they want to. You go to hell. You see, Allah is humiliating him for Trump. Mahmoud Khalil, the Palestinian, who's legally there and he's studying there, and his wife is pregnant 8 months, anytime now she'll give birth. They told him now, you can go to another court in New Jersey and you can challenge what Trump did, and what he did is unjustified. So at least that much sense they got, you must remember. That is humiliating for Trump and company, remember that. And remember, Bibi Netanyahu faces the fury of the Israelis. 11 of them arrested, thousands of them marching and around his house and surrounding, swearing him, cursing him, seal the deal, stop the war, and so forth, and all these kind of things there. Aurangzeb, our worst enemies, Quran Karim says, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 82, the last verse of the six Jews, the six Supara. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are the Jews and the Mushriks, idol worshippers, Hindus. We never said every Hindu or every Jew, but we definitely say that majority of them. Look at how Muslims are treated there in Palestine and occupied Palestine and in India. Now thousands of these Hindu terrorists, they want to go and desecrate the grave of the emperor, the great emperor, and that is Aurangzeb Rahmatullah Alayh, 300 years ago. So remember that that is what they want to do now. Now they voted which country is the happiest country in the world. They say Finland is the happiest, and this is the 7th year or 8th year consecutively that it came out right on top, and so forth and so on. South African news, ANC disappoints. DA, you see, what you say, DC direct current, AC alternate current, ANC and no current. So remember, load shedding is back. We're at stage 2. So they can't solve the problem because they're too corrupted, remember. Too many criminals in the system, right on top. So we majority of them, incompetent, must be fired, remember. But they're there and we have to pay for them. They made us the jokers, remember. You know what? This is strange. The Afrikaner, the Boer, 70,000 of them, 70, 70. They are interested in taking asylum in America and said that the Boer, come on, let us trek. Do you know about the Great Trek? So T-R-E-K. So now they want to trek and migrate from South Africa, the Boer, Afrikaner. And they say, we are interested and we'll go settle there in America. You, after 1 year, 2 years, you watch, they'll be back here. So 70,000, I was amazed, you know, but anyway. And today, your last 10 nights are starting in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa, and all of you who are fasting the 20th fast today, your last 10 nights starts tonight. It might be Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Jumu'ah. Ibn Hajar Rahimahullah, the genius and giant, used to say, if the odd nights are on the Thursday night, then most probably that night will be Laylatul Qadr. So it can be for us next week Thursday night, and for the people this week Thursday. So anyway, Allah knows best. So for us, our last 10 nights, South Africa, Southern Africa will start tomorrow, inshallah al-Aziz. Okay, let me just look at my phone one more time before I go for Salat. So let me see what the Jutlas are saying. And inshallah, our Houthis our mujahideen, inshallah, are hitting the targets, and the jutlas are moving helter to skelter. IDF says that they have intercepted the missiles from Yemen and triggering sirens across central Israel. So that is what's written there. So make special dua. Allah Jalla Wala decimate and see one more. Hundreds of Jewish scholars condemn Trump, Colombia's funding cut. You see that? So many, many Jews in America are against Israel and against Trump and so forth as well. So we can't put them all in the same basket. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us Muslims, grant us victory, and decimate and destroy America and their politicians and Israel and Netanyahu, Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, the bunch of terrorists and war criminals. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.